Nigeria's oil fields could become dry in 30 years. This new research center for renewable energy will in part prepare Nigeria for the day its oil fields will run dry. It's a shocking reality, but the deep oil reserves laid down by Mother Nature millions of years ago and nurtured through the millennia in Nigeria have been whittled away within decades. This center will increase the intellectual capital of Nigeria. Unless Nigeria significantly increases the intellectual capital of its younger generations, the collective knowledge and wisdom of its teachers, doctors, engineers, and the people that will make Nigeria work better, the nation will remain irrelevant in the 21st century. Its hospitals will become bricks and mortars rather than doctors and nurses. Acquiring the intellectual capital requires funding the scientists that will discover unknown knowledge and the technologists that will apply the new knowledge to invent new products and therefore create new wealth. Without scientific discoveries and technological inventions, Africa will become stranded in the darkness of ignorance. Nigeria's Vision 2020 will even be reduced to an empty slogan. Science is the weapon that rescues us from superstition as well as poverty. A discovery made at this center expands the body of scientific knowledge. It's new knowledge stolen from God's book of unknown knowledge. It's the discoverer's gift to humanity. Ndị Igbo must put faith in its young generation as it looks to the future. The mission of Anambra State University is to disseminate knowledge that will empower Africa to break its vicious cycle of poverty and create a virtuous circle of wealth. It's about moving Igbo child laborers in Onitsha market from the poverty path to the path to prosperity. It's about growing child laborers from traders to knowledge workers servicing European call centers in Africa and bringing higher wages and paying higher taxes. It's about the continent producing more than it is consuming. The way forward is through creation and productivity, not development of underdevelopment. Therefore, I call on our organizer Ndị Igbo to ban Igbo boys under the age of 21 from trading in marketplaces. Africa should reinvest 70% of its revenue from its rapidly depleting natural resources into developing the potential of its 700 million young people. Africa can free itself from the burdens of its past. The technologies that could be developed at this center could allow Nigeria to do more with less without depleting its natural resources, but with a greater demand for and reliance on technology. It's scientific discoveries that can lead to technological inventions and become the foundations of knowledge, the new knowledge that must precede the development of new products, services, industries, and jobs, and new wealth. In human history, technological development and economic growth proceeded together, and a nation that is second to none in science was second to none in economic power. Thus, scientific knowledge must be domesticated and diffused into the economy. It is a true but sad reality that the golden era of Igbo technological creativity was during the Biafran Civil War. The sea blockade of Biafra in 1967 forced Ndi Igbo to construct an airport in Yule, which became the busiest airport in Africa. The removal of that blockade in January 1970 made Ndi Igbo to abandon Yule Airport. The capture of Port Harcourt, an oil center, by federal troops in 1968 forced Ndi Igbo to create a research center named Proda in Enugu. Proda pioneered refining oil for Biafra's homemade armored car named Corporal Nwafo and for its flying rockets named Ogbunigwe, which was nicknamed Ojukwu Bucket. If the blockade of Biafra forced Ndi Igbo to reinvent themselves, then the blockade of Nigeria will force Nigeria to reinvent itself. So I argue that only the blockade of Nigeria will force us to learn how to dig a hole in the ground and recover the oil underneath our feet, instead of paying Shell Oil Company a 40% royalty rate to dig holes for us. I am often asked, how can a scientific discovery create new wealth? In 1989, I discovered how to use a supercomputer powered with 65,000 electronic brains called processors to recover more oil. Today, the petroleum industry spent $1 billion a year to purchase such supercomputers because it enables them to recover more oil and create new wealth. If the oil companies are not recovering billions of dollars in additional oil, their bosses will not approve the purchase of supercomputers. So the proof that my discovery created new wealth is that the industry comes back for supercomputers again and again. So the goal of this research center is to create new knowledge, new products, and new wealth. Even if global wealth were evenly distributed, the developing world would still need technological inventions to alleviate poverty. Africa cannot flourish by outsourcing its intellectual capital from Europe while starving the development of its own capital. Technological knowledge is the mother of all strategic resources, and controlling it is more important than fighting for higher petroleum revenue allocation. So, 21st century Africa must be rebuilt upon a strong scientific foundation. The future that lies ahead of Africa is one for Africa to create. But this future must come after her people have outlined their vision. My vision is for Africa to harness the maximum multiplier effect that can be generated when we tap into the creativity and innovation of the continent's young people, the very same people who have the power to be great and to uplift Africa. Thank you.